This is CliffCentral.com.
Leadership Transformation Platform from 12 to 3. This is now the 1 to 2 Business Masterclass. First half hour, you can download that podcast. We discussed determination, self-motivation, and purpose with Kumo Shongwe, who's an entrepreneur herself and very experienced corporate animal too in the past. So she speaks from different angles, and of course Richard Angus and Alice Mnyandu also with great experience added to that conversation. Now we're going to talk to the entrepreneurs, and more particularly the audience is different today. We grabbed a couple of the winners of the Township Entrepreneur Award or competition. They won in their particular categories, so we're going to introduce them to you. We're going to ask them some standard questions. Maybe they want to ask us questions, and we'll simply go down the list and find out a little bit more about them, how they found the awards. So it's fantastic to have them with us here today. By the way, if ever you want to join our live SME audience here at Cliff Central, then you simply email info@leadershipplatform.com. Two P's in the middle. info@leadershipplatform.com. You join our live audience, which gives you an opportunity to potentially, depending on the size of the audience, pitch your business and engage the panel. It's always an amazing panel. Very experienced individuals that walk the talk. Right, let's kick off. If we go by this list that I received from Kevin, then Jonathan Gwenya, I think, is number one. So, Jonathan, welcome to this Business Masterclass on Leadership Transformation Platform.
Good day.
Stand up, then we can see you nicely. You're a little bit, we're a little slightly elevated, not due to our own, it's not what we want. So, there we go. We've got Jonathan Gwenya. Jonathan, pitch your business for us, and then we have some questions for you, and maybe you for us.
Okay, I'm from Chocks Auto Salvage. We deal in insurance cars, written off cars from every company in the country. We take salvage cars and we fix them. Some we just sell them and spares.
All right, and your clients are therefore insurance companies pretty much.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and we've got a website. Can get a lot from our website, www.chocksautosalvage.co.za.
So it's Chock Auto Salvage.
Yes, Chocks Auto Salvage, like chocolate.
Yeah.
C-H-O-C. Yeah.
Okay, excellent, Jonathan. So what category did you win at this competition?
It's the motor industry category.
And I'm guessing your business is in a township.
Yes, it is.
Where is it situated?
The one branch in Fort Lauderdale, the one in Sprayview.
Okay, so two branches. This man has expanded.
It's three branches, actually. The one is in town, Brakpan.
All right, so three. You've expanded. How long have you been at your business?
6 years.
Only 6 years?
Not only, man. It has been long
it's
years.
Been tough.
6 long years.
We know. I didn't mean that in a bad way. But did you work for someone before that?
No, you know what? I've never worked for anybody. I've been a DJ all my life, and then from being a DJ, I changed to this business.
Mm. Okay, I can see the connection there, DJing and then cars. Okay.
There's actually no connection.
No connection, yeah.
When I was on another radio station, they asked me, will you really do this? I said, guys, I'm taking the risk. I'm taking the little that I have. I'm going to start something of my own.
Do you actually know, Jonathan, what drives you?
I don't know. I would say it's just hard work. You know what?
My question is, why do you work hard? Another
why
guy
do
doesn't.
I get?
Yeah, why? What drives you?
Because I really need to. I need the money.
I love the honesty, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say fear. I'm going to say a certain, and I don't mean in a bad way, but it's too many successful people I've met are driven by fear. Fear of failure. They just cannot afford to fail. And there's no safety net. Do you have a rich dad?
Yes.
You have a rich dad.
I had a rich dad.
You had a rich dad.
Yes.
Okay,
so I wanted to be like him.
but if you know, a lot of us don't have that safety net. You know, we can't afford to fail.
Yeah.
And that fear drives you out of the bed early on a Monday morning, all the way through to late Friday, and even Saturdays and Sundays if you have to. All right. So, any tips you have for entrepreneurs out there, if they were listening, what's your number one tip to entrepreneurs?
That hard work pays, and they must think of something different they can bring to the community. So they can, even if, you know, in Africa you change the A, you can make some money. Just think of something different that is not seasonal. There's no weather, that's an old race business, and then you'll make your money.
Well, congratulations on the win. Do you have any question for the panel, or panel, you have a question for him, any statement?
Yeah, I have a question for Jonathan. South Africa is known to have such a bad record in terms of drivers. So does your business benefit in terms of how bad we drive? I mean, is it cyclical? Do you see more, you know, salvage cars coming through, you know, after Christmas or after Easter? Is there a correlation between the way we drive and how your business drives?
Well, I do benefit, even though sometimes it's not nice, because if you look at the cars I'm getting, some of them, you can see that this person might have died. You understand? But, well, it works, because, you know, the last piece that's left in another person's car can help another person's car get fixed or something like that to be back on the road. That's what I do. Salvage, like, recycle whatever is left, and I put it onto another car, make the other one work.
Okay. Mm.
All right. Any other comments for him?
So, Jonathan, I just want to find out, you being the entrepreneur now with three of the Chok Auto Salvage Centers, how do you motivate the people that you work with in order for them to have the same passion that you clearly display as you talk about your business?
He just threatens them.
You just threatened them.
You know, I've got a very short answer for that. In 2013, I won Boss of the Year Award.
Wow.
Wow, so congratulations.
Whoever is working in my company has never had an idea of working before. It's guys that came from matric and a few that didn't have a job at all. I taught them everything from the spanner to the forklift, because I use forklifts in my company. I taught them everything. That's why I think I won that award in 2013.
I know the award well. Congratulations for that too. And so, it's not a big business, but you've won a few awards. So welcome. It's been great having you here.
Okay, thank you.
Really appreciate
it.
And congratulations on your category win.
Thank you.
All right. Number two is Reginald. Is it Langson?
That's right, Mr. Richard.
Okay, go for it. Pitch your business, and then we'll talk to you for a moment.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, Mr. Richard. My name is Reginald Langson. I'm in a business of hardware and building supplies within the Rega Park, Boksburg area. Through hard work, dedication and consistency, we were able to win this Township Entrepreneurs Award. Our telephone number is 910-0026 Johannesburg code, and email address regaparksupplies@gmail.com. Our main source is supplying of building material to normal households, to contractors. We've been in the business for 1 year and 6 months currently. And to the grace of God, things are going well for us.
So you won the construction category?
Yes, Mr. Richard.
Okay, well, I'm Audrey and this is Richard here.
I'm Richard.
He's a giant like you. Yeah.
Sorry about this.
That's a difficult industry. I guess your competition are all the big boys then.
All the big boys. You know, you get your builders, warehouses and all those guys and... But you know, they say the mosquito make a bite as well. So we are making a difference, I think, within our community as well. So,
how long have you been running your business?
We're there for 1 year and 6 months now, sir.
And that all?
That's all.
And before that, what did you do?
We had a catering company, me and my wife, and I had a shop that we were supplying, you know, fish and chips, and we had some games for the kids. And we identified and we see the need within our area, you know, whereby we delivered catering equipment. You could see that people are struggling to get building equipment and material from the companies. So we identified it, and we took the chance. And
okay, so this is not a startup. I mean, you've been an entrepreneur for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes.
What drives you? What motivates you? Just money, or no, much more?
Yes, without money, your business can't succeed. So yes, we see the need. We see there's a lot of unemployment within our area. We see there's a lot of, I mean, most of our guys, we've got guys that are from prison that we employed. We got drug addicts that we employed in our company, and we try to change them, you know, and putting food on their table. So that pushes us, you know, to see the joy on their faces. It's unbelievable.
Kumo, there's the purpose, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say to you that, Reginald, it sounds like this is not just about what you do in terms of the construction, building and real estate, but it is more to build South Africa, human capital, because clearly you've gone out of your way to find people who would normally not be considered for job opportunities, which is great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So to share with us some lessons you've learned, and then the panel can engage you, or you can ask a question of the panel.
What was difficult for us is, you know, seeing all those big trucks coming in. There's a lot of contractors that are busy within the area. There's development that's taking place, and the support we get from those guys, they don't actually support us, because you see the trucks driving past your business. It's a small business trying to make something out of the industry. And we approached several departments as well, you know, to say, what can we do? Where do we get funding to excel? Currently, we were running the business from our own pocket. We don't have loans. We don't have, it's a cash business. We took off savings and we pumped it into the business, and we are dealing in only strictly cash. What comes in is paid for. What goes out is paid for. So the cash injection that we received from the Department of Trade and Industry is really going to help us a lot, because our plans with that is to buy a brick making machine. We'll be able to employ more people, a day shift and a night shift, and we will be able to supply different hardware stores with those materials.
Okay. So what's the lesson you've learned? What's the lesson you share with entrepreneurs?
Have an open hand, be able to give, and you will receive.
Okay. Question for the panel, or anything you want to ask?
Personally, I would like, you know, this is an opportunity, the first time that something like this has happened within, I think, South Africa, the Township Entrepreneurs Award. So there's a lot of, we need a lot of information. A lot of SMEs need information from the Department of Trade and Industry, because if you go to townships, you only get a lot of guys got car washes selling cheese and yamas on the street, and there is a much bigger thing out there.
Panel, you want to engage Reginald at all?
Yeah, I think Reginald, you're spot on. I think that speaks to a lack of awareness. And obviously, I think platforms like this, you know, help in spreading the gospel in terms of, you know, that there's a wider world out there in terms of opportunities. So if anything, I mean, we should, and we are trying to be the bridge between the opportunity and the entrepreneurs. Hence, a lot of you are out there. So I think you're very spot on. And I just like to congratulate you, because I think what makes your business succeed, from what I'm hearing, is the contextual aspect of it. You're working in the neighborhood. You know the people. But I just would take that a step further, perhaps, and say, you know, strive to be the guy with all the knowledge and all the information about what do you do when something goes wrong in your house, so that you don't see anyone going to, you know, a builder's warehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. We'll take that up, sir.
All right. Next up is, let me look here, Tommy Munzi. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Tommy, go for it. Position your business. Pitch it for us.
Good afternoon. My name is Tommy Manzi. I represent a company called Ola Superstores. We are based in the Vaal, Bopilong in particular. We run an independent chain of retail stores. We've got a grocery outlet. We've got a non-food outlet. We also run a Chisanyama. You can reach us. We've got a Facebook page, Ola Superstores Bopilong. Our office number is 016-986-2427. Mobile is 079-5178-579.
Okay, so you won the retail and finance.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
How long have you been in business?
15 years. This is our 16th year.
16th year. So just the size of your business very quickly then. How many retail outlets do you have?
We've got three stores. Our biggest store is about 400 square meters trading. And then we've got another one, it's about 120 trading, which is a Shisanyama. And the smallest is about 80. It's a cosmetic store. It focuses on hair and beauty.
Also a very competitive area, Richard.
Totally.
You know, you think of the big mass marts. The big mass marts are growing in that area and opening up stores and buying up. And have you ever had the big boys approach you and say, we want to take over your business?
I've had an opportunity of interacting with the group CEs of both Massmart and Metcash.
All in the same group there.
Yeah, on the same group. Yeah. Look, all they want from us, it's they want a piece of what we are servicing. Mm. They're not really interested in acquiring your 300-400 square meter outlet. They want more. So anything less than 1,000 trading, they're quite not interested, no matter how good and how aggressive and how successful you are. You know, not in, you are a small boy to them.
Mm. I do hope you tell them to bugger off and just get lost, because this is like music. I mean, retail in this country is a closed niche. And to hear that you are there, you know, fighting it out, I mean, that's very encouraging. Because what I always wonder about is, what is it that ShopRite, you know, sells that you cannot sell if you're in the township or anywhere else? It's the same products and you have the same market, but these entrenched guys seem to own the, you know, the whole cake. So, you know, keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot.
Keep up the good work. I do hope you tell them to bar off and just build your business as you go.
So, Tommy, you've been at this for the last 15 years, you said.
That's correct.
Just share with the rest of the entrepreneurs, what has been the biggest challenge that you've had to overcome? Because 15 years is a long time in a business.
A lot of lessons learned, yeah.
Yeah.
The key challenge is access to finance, and the second one is access to markets. But my advice would be, look, you. When I started, I'm a graduate. I've got a banking a degree. I developed a bankable business idea, and I battled to convince the funders that they should fund my business. So I made a decision that, in as much as it is difficult to get finance or funding, one needs to start with the little that is got. I then made a decision and I started with a loan from a local doctor of about 5,000 rand. By year three, our turnover was more than 1.5 million per month. So so you make use of what you have. And access to markets, you just need to be aggressive and push, whether they're here or there, whether they are your foreign nationals, just need to push and be aggressive.
You have to be very motivated, I'm guessing. I mean, for you to, yeah, you struggled in the beginning. You didn't have capital. You've hung in there 15 years. What drives you? What motivates you? Why are you so determined?
The intrinsic desire to build something that would outlive me, to build something that would live many more years after I've departed. That's what drives me.
So it's that intrinsic motivation that we were talking about earlier.
Mm. That's correct.
So that's really what drives you.
That's
honestly
what drives me. Yeah, the legacy, to build a legacy.
Yeah, I was going to say earlier on we didn't really address it, but the concept of creating legacies is something that appeals to many, many people, and it sounds like, Tommy, that's exactly what you're trying to do. You're trying to create that legacy for the future. That's
so
great.
Tommy, congratulations. We'll talk to you again in the next 15 years.
Thanks a lot.
Although
I'll still
fast.
Be around.
Let's make it five.
Thank you.
Okay. And then you'll be buying out Masscash. That'll be a great story. All right, next up, number four, we've got Sheila Sikitla. Is that right?
Yes.
Sheila, go for it. Pitch your business. And
good afternoon.
You won the woman entrepreneur category.
Yes.
Well
yes.
Done.
Thank you so much.
Okay, go for it. Pitch your business.
The View Guest House and Conference Center is situated in Tembisa Township, Aerotropolis City in Uguruleni. It's 10 minutes away from the OR Tambo, and we offer bed and breakfast. We've got 13 deluxe air-conditioned bedrooms. We've got a conference center which can easily accommodate 100 people, and we've got three dinings which can accommodate 60 people, and we've got spa and jacuzzi. And okay. Our email address is theviewguesthouse@54.co.za. Our website, www.theviewguest.co.za. Our telephone number, 011-926-1731.
So, Sheila, we've had quite a few guest houses here because Soho's son often send their entrepreneurs that they're developing to our studio. Congratulations. And how long have you been running it?
We're celebrating our 20th year this year.
Wow. You started it and you've been running it?
I've been running it. I started it. And it was my family home.
Oh my goodness, it's a nice story, isn't it? And you've lived off it. Your family's lived off it. You put kids through schools and varsity, and who knows what else that business has done.
After
for you.
I have lost my husband in 1992, I felt it was important to take care of the kids. The kids were just toddlers, so I had to use what I had, the resources that I had. One of them was my family home, to convert it into a guest house.
No, that's just. That's a fantastic story. So what, I guess, I don't know, what motivates you? If you go to the very beginning, it was survival, you had to do something.
A determination and job creation.
Does that drive you now? Is that what gives you passion? What makes you passionate?
Passion. My motivation is passion. Mm. And
creating
I'm
jobs.
Looking around, you know, for job creation, especially for youth of this country, because we've got lots of youth who are not working.
And your advice to entrepreneurs, what lessons have you learned over the years?
In the past, I had difficulties in terms of getting finance from the financial institution. It was very difficult because they never finance anything as long as you are from the township. Mm. So it was quite difficult for me to start, so I had to use the resources that I had.
Yeah, and that's never changed, and I hope it changes in the future. That's why we have these awards and this drive by the MEC, I'm guessing, is to realize there's a huge economy out there, and it's good business. Well done, congratulations. It's an honor to have you with us like the other winners.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and then we have, after Sheila, we've got, very quickly, Betty Hleza. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's right.
Welcome, Betty.
Change has changed.
Okay, pitch your business for us and tell us about it.
Okay, you are speaking to Desmond Hleza, the husband to Betty Hleza.
Okay,
yes.
That doesn't make sense. I'm now in the picture. All right.
It definitely is.
Pitch your business. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. We've started the business in 2007, 1st of September. We open a restaurant, and actually we saw a need in the society that we are in Central Western Chabab. It's not the well-known area in Soweto. It's so inside of Soweto, and then most of people don't know about it most. Mm. And I see the opportunity on that this place. It's where the whole struggle of 1976 June Memorial started. It's like Morris Isaacs in high school, it's there. The so like of it's machinini. He lives next street of mine.
Mm.
And there is Credo Mutua, a memorial park, there where the wedding used to be there, and this all these historical events.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. So from my job that I was working, I used to be a metropolis.
Okay.
So my wife used to be on the clothing company. Then we take a drastic decision that now we leave the job and then we go on business.
So you're in business together, husband and wife?
Definitely, yes.
So both of you won the award?
Yes.
So we can tell you congratulations together with Betty.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so I guess the same questions, you know, what drives you? Are the answers we've heard today, do they make sense to you? Are those the same things driving you or something different? And then also lessons you've learned.
Yes, actually, I thought this is my experience alone while I was in the business. So when I listen to other people talking about the experience that they went through, I see this is common in business. Finance is a problem with business.
Mm.
Because all what the municipality gave me after I resigned, I thought it would do. But, well, yes.
It didn't do
anything. But out of humbling and determination, I've managed to work. And from the very same business of restaurant, God gave me the strength. I managed to report the set of shops just straight away from where the restaurant it is.
Mm.
And then we managed to employ so many people around in Central. As we are the bakery, we've got the bakery on the set of shop.
Mm.
It works 24 hours.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a question or statement for the panel, or panel vice versa? Do you have a question or comment?
Not yet.
All right, panel, anyone want to say something to I didn't write down because I've got Betty here. Betty's yes. husband. Mr.
So
Fleza.
If yeah, I may ask, I mean, it's always interesting to have husband and wife businesses. How do you, what are the challenges that you two face working together as husband and wife every day?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you deal with that? I don't know if Betty's there. Oh, there's Betty.
She is.
Maybe Betty should answer this one.
The great, great challenge that we face, all the problems that we experience on the business, we take them back at home. Then, there's no demarcation of now we are at home from work, and then work to home. It runs the same. You say, hey, it's a challenge.
It's one of the biggest challenges of a, let's call it a husband and wife owner managed business, is the fact that actually you're working 24/7, 365.
24/7.
The challenge you face is when you're not thinking about something, Betty's thinking about something, and when she's thinking and you're not, and it just keeps going like that. So the reality is that that combination is often quite draining on a marriage and on a relationship, and also on the company, because the other thing that happens is the two of you are thinking all the time.
Yes.
And what you'll experience, I'm pretty sure, is that your staff aren't thinking all the time like you are. So while you're thinking and they're not able to, you're expecting them to respond, because now there's two of you thinking at quite a rapid pace compared to your staff skill set, and that can sometimes be a challenge where you're both asking different questions about different things, and they're not quite sure who should get the first priority and who they should answer, and if they tell Betty, what would if they prioritize Betty, what are you going to say, and if they do stuff for you, what is Betty going to say? So it can be quite confusing. And it's just a question. I mean, have you clarified roles between the two of you with the rest of your team? How do you have the different roles in the business? You see, Betty takes control of the mic at this point.
Okay. You know, I think there is a vast difference, because our staff knows who's the manager and then who's the director. And then they know who some of the questions they had to relate to, and then some, it's different kinds of all what they want to know. But it's working wonders, if I may tell you.
Okay, so let me just proffer a comment here. So you're the director.
Am I correct? I am the director.
Am I good or what? You're the director and your husband is the manager. You know what they always say? Behind every successful man,
there's a woman.
That is so true.
Now, well done. So congratulations. You won the food and beverages category, and we're at the end of the show. And that was a great way to end it off. Good luck with your business.
Thank you.
All of you entrepreneurs that joined us today, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm glad we didn't have more, because we don't have more time. But we really appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Right, that's the Business Masterclass. Thank you, all of you, joining us. Kumo Shongwe from USB Ed. In your own businesses yourself, good luck with your.
Thank you.
I think we'll see you again, hopefully, because of the partnership with USB. We appreciate all your comments. Alison Nyandu as well, and Richard Angus from the finance team.
Thank you.
But here we are. We're ending our Business Masterclass next week. We won't be here. It's the holidays. It's public holiday. So the next two Mondays, we actually have different kind of shows, except the one that Alice will be running end of the month. But that's not the Business Masterclass. So we look forward to being with you in April. And next up, we've got our transformation platform. Okay, so that's all about transformation issues in our country. We've got Jules Newton from CEO. She's the CEO of Avocado Vision, and have been dealing with transformation issues in businesses for, I think, at least 20 years. So we look forward to chatting with her. What's the narrative out there at the moment? How has it changed over the years? And the next half hour will be about that. Stay with us.
This is CliffCentral.com.